John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
Dude, I'm doing like that beatbox for you.
You give I've forgotten his name.
Blake Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Blake Lewis.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, time for Buzz and the news.
Retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
You give love.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a scream last night.
Shut up!
Yeah, I remember how you loved him.
I hate that guy. Hi there, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, Don and Mike.
You liked his dad.
His dad?
Remember his dad?
Blake
Dallas Lewis.
Oh. Dallas Lewis. Yeah, I thought you were doing Dallas. A joke.
I thought you were. No. Yeah, I thought we were playing the like. I was no. waiting for you to say Jerry, right. But I remember his dad, who looked like
Dallas Lewis.
Yeah, he looked just like. Dallas.
He looked like nobody else.
He looked like one of the Darlings from
he
the.
He did
Andy-
look uh-huh. absolutely yeah. right. He looked
from,
like the Darlings.
Andy Mayberry,
the father on the Darlings with
Denver
the
with,
Dallas Lewis.
I tell you about. Over the weekend, I'll keep this quick, Buzz.
That's
all right. We were just hanging out, and I was watching TV Land.
Yeah.
And Jan came in, and as soon as an Andrea Mayberry started, like within 30 seconds, I said to her, this is not really a great one. This is the one where they go to try to give the guy the tetanus shot, the old guy that lives by himself, and they can't fool him into it. And Janet says, okay, well, then why are you going to watch it if you already know what's going to happen? I said, listen, I'm not going to watch it because it's a really good one, and this is where I stepped in it. I said, it's not a really good one, so I'm not going to watch it. Unlike this morning when I was trying to watch Leave It to Beaver, and you wouldn't let me watch it. And she said, what do you mean I wouldn't let you watch it? And I said, it was one I hadn't seen before.
Really?
When Beaver was...
You mean there's an episode of... There's an episode of A Leave It to Beaver you haven't seen?
Yeah, Beaver's a real little kid, a littler than normal, like in the beginning part of the show.
Wow.
And he and Larry Mondello take his brand-new bicycle that Ward just gave him, and some big bully steals it from Beaver.
Oh.
And I don't know how that episode ended, because my girlfriend maybe do something like, I don't know, help her move trash bags out to the curb.
You couldn't miss. That's 30 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, right. So that was on the heels of that. She said, like, well... She's got this habit that I don't find annoying, but I'm not in love with.
Okay.
If I'm watching something on TV,
right.
My gal will walk in the room and stand there and size up for 30 or 40 seconds what's going on the screen. I don't know how many of you guys do this, to the point where I'll actually take the DVR and pause it. I go, what's up? And she'll go, why'd you pause it? I said, are you watching, or are you watching me watch? Mm-hmm. Are you going to come in and watch, or
right.
what? She
Get
said,
question.
I was just deciding.
Whether and she was going to sit next to you and watch it.
It's so easy for men to make those decisions.
That's right. We are much more rapid as far as our selections of television shows.
In or out.
The episode, thank you, Rob.
Oh, Rob knows it.
Yeah. The episode ends with Ward Cleaver touching the bully.
Not Larry Mondello.
No,
that's how it ends.
Well, he teaches the bully. Ward called it teaching the bully a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
A lesson he would never forget.
And he used
did.
A bully stick. On the bully, he used a bully stick.
A used bully stick.
Yes.
Oh, and incidentally, in my sinful bed at home.
Yeah. Yes.
The bully sticks. It's not bully sticks now. It's other rawhide shoes. Uh-huh. There may be 30 of them scattered about. That the most spoiled pug in the history of the world, Beluga, eats these and is leaving now what appears to be ancient Indian arrowheads.
Chips and crumbs.
In my bed,
uh-huh.
including one last night that he had honed down with his little pug teeth to a perfect arrowhead
nice
point
and sharp,
in the bed. And I discovered it before I became impaled on it. If that gets down there of where we do not speak, that can actually, you know.
You woke up bleeding.
Go in somewhere.
Forget about having that third kid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's already a done deal.
Excuse me, fourth kid. Excuse me, fifth kid.
12th.
Why put a number to it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now you've thrown me off the railroad tracks with the third kid.
There. Anyway, she comes in the room and she says, you know, what are you watching? I'm like, hello, Andia Mayberry, and it's not a very good one. And then she says, like a real smartass, oh, like it's not good like that Leave It to Beaver was good yesterday?
Ouch.
So she's mocking your television viewing.
And I said, hey.
I can't imagine anybody that would mock you for that.
I said, hey, I hadn't seen that Leave It to Beaver yet.
Can't it's imagine. Pop culture.
Like you ruined it for
You know what
me,
you're doing
honey.
When you're watching that? You're watching TV history.
You're studying.
Meanwhile, last night, who's the good guy?
Who?
Me.
You. It looks like baby vomit.
Yeah, she made me watch that show last night.
Oh, now that's a fabulous show.
Hell's Kitchen?
Do you really hate that show?
I don't hate it. Here's the thing. I've not seen it before. I'm aware of it from the sound bites we play.
Touching episode last night.
What I didn't realize is that it is edited like every other stupid reality show in the world.
Of course it is.
We're like, and Janet knows this because she's seen the show. It's like, I guess right before he's going to announce something, I go, oh, good, something's going to happen. And she says, nah, they do this thing where they say they're going to say it, and they go to commercial.
They
right
go to
away.
Commercial, yeah. Make you wait for it. But the most violent ejection of a chef from the kitchen last night when Gordon Ramsay threw Josh out. In the middle of service. He threw him out in the middle of service.
Looks like baby vomit.
Get out. Get out. I hate you. You can't cook.
My girlfriend is an absolute savant on this show now.
It is the greatest reality show of the summer.
It's the first time I've sat down to watch it. And when they were cooking the food for the high school kids.
Yes.
Janet said to me right away, she said, oh, you know who's going to win this? Is the lady who's the short order cook at Waffle House.
Yes, the Waffle House chef.
And the way that they edit it, they make it look like she's not doing well.
What it makes it look like the kids are complaining. That's how they bait and switch you. I want three risottos, two Wellingtons. Get me a Wellington.
I mean, it's a combination of Survivor, The Bachelor. It's people being put into groups. It's like you wait, you stay, you go.
But, you know, the difference really is unlike $1 million or just cash, that they do get their restaurant at the end of this. They get the, you know, they get the real prize. And last night they went to see the lady that won last year, who was terrific.
And I already told Mike, but I'll tell everybody now, towards the end of the show, I saw the little bit of the little tears in Janet's
eyes.
When
she gave Julia the scholarship.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are you crying? And she said, the girl that made the grilled cheese sandwiches and the onion rings. She didn't win, but he gave her a scholarship.
You know why?
Because it was like the only decent thing to do?
No, because all she doesn't have is training. You big salt.
Looks like baby vomit.
The problem with the show is you hate every contestant, though.
Well, not last year. This year, they're not as appealing.
I don't care for Rock.
I don't like Rock either, and I don't like Jen, and I don't like Bonnie. Is it Bonnie?
It doesn't matter. Jen is the ugliest thing on television right now.
But I think she's going to win. She's going to be the eventual winner.
They manipulate you with the editing.
She's got a little bit of talent.
Yes, Buzz, and I found it to be very Joe Millionaire-ish with the music. But Mike, you know what? I was online last night before you give me that. Do you know that they have one standard music CD of background music that they've got that they use for all of these reality shows?
Really?
Cheaper. Yeah. They are using, for instance, for Hell's Kitchen, they are using the same dramatic music that they used on Joe Millionaire. The same.
I hadn't noticed that.
The same dramatic music that they used on whatever the show was, like on A Queen for a Day.
Right.
You know, they've done a million of these shows, but it's the same repackaged music.
I guess I'll have to steam vacuum the dining room after this show. I didn't know that. I didn't even know it. That was the penalty, you know. I've been watching. This is my second full season that I've been watching it. But you kind of like it, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I didn't cry when Julia got the free pass to go to culinary school.
Way to go, Balls of Steel.
I did not. Rudy, yes. Julia, going to culinary school, no.
You know, I watch it because that's the kind of boyfriend I am.
That's right. Giving. That's
the kind You're of goddamn boyfriend. Right,
Giving
Buzz.
And caring.
Always giving, never receiving.
That's right.
Aren't you special? I want to see how you perform at service tonight.
Looks like baby vomit.
And he threw a spoon at the dude as he was throwing him out. And the guy was the perfect crier, too. I thought he was going to really break down because he really, I don't know, he is either really pissed or he's a phenomenal actor, because I am convinced that when he's in that kitchen, he is seriously pissed off at those people when they are not cutting it. And that's what I enjoy about the show more than anything else.
I don't know. It's like every other thing is like they got the cutaways with the people, you know. Well, I really don't know what's going
on.
Yeah,
they have the tedious, you know, summaries, which are, you know, I really find them almost unnecessary. But he, you know, the whole show is him. He's the perfect a-hole, the perfect British a-hole.
I know I don't watch it, so I'm not an aficionado.
And he's not an a-hole like Simon. He's his own a-hole.
I was just going to ask you, is he Simon Cowell?
No, he's not even remotely close to. Simon Cowell is this, you know, sarcastic, pointed kind of guy. Gordon Ramsay is just off the hook. He is completely
brutal.
He's out of his mind. You know, to the point where I'm
Bill Satie's off the hook, like the kids say.
I'm almost
shizzle
thinking,
my nizzle.
I'm almost thinking that he is serious. They must sign a very interesting waiver when they go on this show, because the behavior that he demonstrates in the kitchen, I think in a normal workplace environment, would get you into a whole hell of a lot of trouble, because he really
looks like baby vomit,
and that's mild. This is the one I say he's following this guy down the hallway. I say, going, get out. Get out of
just,
my kitchen.
Mean.
And really, and legitimately, and, you know, he won't walk up and say you can't cook. He'll walk up and he'll put his hand over the person's ear and he'll go, you can't cook. You can't cook a thing. And then he calls the woman, you effing bitches.
Wow.
That's I love that show.
Not respectful.
Now, see, I saw none of that. Where was that last night?
Oh, that's been throughout the episode.
But it wasn't
on last night, but you saw him. You saw him throw the guy out of the kitchen, right?
You didn't see that part?
See, you would have enjoyed that. That was
half
the real
watching.
That's the whole point of the show is him, the raw hostility.
You know, here's what they lost me, you know, where he says, you're going to be cooking for trendsetters.
Yeah.
And then they have each of them in a seclusion booth going, yeah. Gosh, are we cooking for celebrities? I was wondering, are we going to cook for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston? Are we going to cook for celebrities? And the pimply kids.
Well, bollocks, you've gone and done it. You've highlighted all the bad parts of the show. Everything that wasn't good, you've blown it. Now what are we going to do? I've not seen any cooking like this in years.
Do you watch it, Buzz?
I do not. I don't care for the reality shows. I don't like edited reality.
You know why?
Why?
Because you don't believe in God.
That must be it.
That is the why. That's because you're an atheist.
I think you've hit it right on the head.
Any God-fearing man would love Hell's Kitchen.
Looks like baby vomit.
Look at that, baby vomit. God's got a little plate of baby vomit for you.
All right, goddamn. Yeah. I don't know where we started.
Well, I urge you to watch it now. You're in the home stretch now. You know, you're going to see, you got, what, 2-3 more episodes tops?
Who knows?
And, you know, you go right down to the very bottom.
But what if it's a really good Andy and Mayberry? Then I'm screwed.
I can't change your retro habits. Retro. That's what you are,
yes.
Retro.
This is the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is the news. Let's start it.
The latest on Michael Vick when we continue to begin.
No.
You want it now?
Yeah, take two. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, take 2 minutes.
The Atlanta Falcons say they were pursuing the maximum penalty for Michael Vick until the NFL told the team to wait to review the case. The revelation came from team owner Arthur Blank, who spoke to reporters today for the first time since the quarterback was indicted for his involvement in alleged dogfighting.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh. And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Blank said he was looking at suspending Vick for at least 4 games. Blank said it was only until NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stepped in that the team refrained from taking action.
BS. You know, that guy runs his own ship.
You bet he does.
If Mike Vick couldn't throw a ball a million miles an hour and run better than any quarterback ever has, his ass would be on the curb.
And a suspension for 4 games, how could he possibly survive that?
Wow.
You give a suspension to a guy for 4 games if he's DUI or,
exactly.
or if he's got something on.
Right.
Not for killing dogs. Mm-hmm.
Blank says he finds dogfighting incomprehensible, but he says it's really up for the courts to decide. Yesterday, Goodell instructed Vic to stay away from training camp at least until all the facts come out. Vic will, of course, still be paid for the practice time he misses.
Wow. He's boring at Blackboard.
Your diet...
Arthur Blank is not Black. What's his name? Blank?
Blank.
Blank. Blank. Never mind.
Blankety Blank.
Blank check.
Blank stare.
You're king of the blanks.
Thank you.
Oh, I just fill in the.
Fill in the.
Fill in the.
Fill in the.
Yeah. That's not a fun one, though.
No.
I've been trying to work something out with that one for a couple of days.
Shooting with blanks.
Shooting blanks.
Shooting
blanks.
Shooting blanks.
But it's shooting blank.
Plural, yeah.
Right.
Mel. Mel Blanc.
He might be King of the Blanks now because he had a proper name.
King but of the Blanks.
I can't help but think of the Match Game when I hear him mentioned.
And, of course, if you come to my kitchen, Chenin.
What?
Oh, Chenin Blanc.
It's a kind of wine.
It's a delicious wine.
It looks like baby vomit.
You've got to know your wines if you're going to be successful in service.
Speaking of Michael Vick, are there still dogs running around the studio?
Well, we have our winner. We have a winner that's floating around.
Yeah, we do. Are the dogs still running around?
The winning
around?
Dogs are running around.
The dogs that pooped on the jersey? Where are they at?
Rob's whistling.
Come on, Chunk. Hey, Chunk. Here, Chunk.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh. Hello, Chunk.
Come here. Bring the dogs in here.
Here's our winner.
Come on. How you doing, dude?
Good.
We've talked to you a couple of times, and your dog was the one that successfully went on the Michael Vick jersey.
Yeah, what did
you get the jersey?
Which one is that dog's got?
This is the real one.
Oh, is that the one that did it?
Oh, the girl.
That's Chunk, right?
And who's
no,
this?
That's Chunk.
This is Chunk?
That's Chunk.
Don is holding
Chunky
Chunk
Monkey
right now.
For...
Hey, Chunk. Look at this boy. See, look at that. How could anybody...
Isn't he cute?
I don't want to mention what we used to say. Getting sick in American University was... Blowing chunks.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's true.
It's like blowing bubble when Michael Jackson had his
exactly
his little monkey named Bubble.
Mm-hmm. They're very cute dogs and very expensive, right?
Yeah, they're
what a cute boy.
Like
$1,000. Wow.
Look at that boy. Who would ever hurt a boy like that, huh?
Don't drop that, Don. That's
a monster would
dog.
Hurt you, isn't that right?
That's Mwah. Right.
That's a good doggy.
He is.
That's a good dog.
But it was the girl dog, the other dog, who actually scored on the jersey.
It's the bitch.
Yes, and what's the other one's name is?
Wody.
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 What kind of name is Wody?
I don't. My girlfriend, she named it.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Name
good answer. No need to trouble yourself with details, son.
We get it now.
See how far that gets you in life.
He gets the money and the jersey, right?
Yes, he does. Take that jersey home with our best wishes.
Enjoy your, is it $200?
$250.
$250.
All right, get your dogs out of here.
Thank
now.
You.
Starting to smell like wet dog in here.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
There you go.
Where were we, Buzz?
Your diet soda is trying to kill you.
Ah.
That's our story when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.